This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How's it going for Democrats? In a state that should be easy for them, California, how's the Democrat agenda playing there?
There's a new poll from the Public Policy Institute of California, and it shows that voters in the deep blue state oppose trans athletes participating in women's sports. I think we have that number right there. Yeah, it's 65%, and that includes nearly half of Democrats. That statistic in California, as this debate over trans athletes in women's sports still rages on.
65% in California. Really, though, please dig in.
Yeah.
Including a near majority of Democrats. I mean, you got just under 50% of Democrats basically in that poll saying, men do not belong in women's sports. They don't even care what their own voters think, which is, you know, she really explains why they're in such a hurry to find new voters and bring them to this country. The laws of this country be darned. Okay, here's Democrat Attorney General from Maine, Aaron Fry. Sounding a lot like Baghdad Bob. Remember him from Iraq? Walking around going for the cameras for CNN. We're winning the war. Yeah, no, we are. We're fine. Sure about that, Baghdad? Yeah, no, we're good. Lee, what I'm about to play for you could not have been said better by the Soviet Politburo. This is Democrat Attorney General Aaron Frey explaining that it's totally fair, biologically, to have men in women's sports.
There are no concerns of safety. There are no concerns about individuals who are just choosing which gender they want to give themselves in order to participate. Both federal and state law support that trans girls are going to be able to participate in high school sports.
No. See, Biden lost. Might have missed that part.
Yeah.
And that was an executive order that's gone now. And also, there are no concerns. I mean, did he miss the congressional testimony of the poor girl from North Carolina who has brain damage? Seizures? Had to stop playing volleyball because she got dinged in the head? That girl who has now had to have tutors, and she used to be a straight A student, tutors and coaches because she has brain damage. She sometimes has trouble walking, although she's getting better at it. I guess you could just say, you know, hey, if we're going to operate that way, Lake and Riley never existed. This girl never existed. Never happened. Didn't happen. Just didn't know. No, didn't happen. That's your position. They're going with it. Overnight, more bad news for the Democrats. This is, Lee, a CNN poll. A majority of voters, favor deporting St. Kilmer, gang members like him, illegal immigrants with crimes. Oh, yeah, them. But also all illegal immigrants from the United States. Let me repeat that. A majority of voters favor deporting all illegal immigrants from the United States.
Sort of sounds like what we voted for, wasn't it?
So, yeah, sort of does. It's really weird. 56% support deporting all 11 million. There's actually 50. All 11 million illegal immigrants. And that's CNN polling, Lee, so it's probably 66. Yeah. This is significantly up from the 38% who said the same in 2016. So only 38% wanted to deport all of them. Now it's 56%. This is what a Biden presidency did.
Well, and also the results of their policies and
the
death toll and carnage left behind.
So, the support for this is just not there. And they also just don't care. Again, James Carville overnight asked by a liberal podcaster who was on the podcast, hey, should we focus on ordinary people? No.
People say, well, should we really fight on this turf or should we fight more on ordinary people? And this we should fight on. You can't pivot to an economic issue. Wait a minute. This is why we think we are a country. There's real wisdom in it. And history has taught us that. And first they came for him, and then we're going to say no right there. We got to keep fighting this. I think this is worthy of being on the top agenda of things that we're going to fight over, is get this guy back home.
Again, there's that word, home.
Yeah. Home is where he is now.
I mean, it was like something out of the Twilight Zone to watch the videos that Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen was posting, okay? He's in a foreign country called El Salvador, a country in which he does not have citizenship, okay? And he's doing these updates because he's trying to get to the prison to, I guess, liberate St. Kilmer. And he gets blocked by uniformed officers. I guess he thinks he could just walk into the prison. I don't know. It's not your country, dude. I don't expect to go to, pick any country. I don't care. Poland, Croatia,
yeah.
Mexico, Spain. I don't know. I don't expect to be able to go, hey, I'm here. I'm going to walk into your prison. Hey, I'm here. I'd like to walk wherever I would like. It's El Salvador. And he's acting like he's being, persecuted or impeded. You can't just go to a foreign country and do what you want just because you let illegal immigrant foreigners come here and do what they want. It doesn't work that way. So I don't know if it, folks, but just classic tweet. Got it up on my X feed this morning. Nayib Bukele tweeting Kilmer Abrego Garcia, miraculously risen from the death camps. He puts those in quotes. And torture, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador. Genius to serve them all margaritas. Now that he's been confirmed healthy, Bukele says he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. Why? He's a citizen of that country. You know what you're watching, though? You're watching the Democrats normalize the idea that there is no American citizenship, that there is no difference between me and you, Lee, and somebody on the transnational criminal watch list, which we're now finding out this morning that Kilmer Abrego Garcia is on the international criminal watch list, crime watch list. There's no difference between like him and you. Your family, Lee's been here, what, near since the founding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no difference between you and St. Kilmer. Don't even think that way. Don't even say it. It's wrong. Racist, sexist, homophobe. They're erasing the idea that they're citizens versus non-citizens, as surely as they're erasing the border or tried to.
No, that's why the narrative refers to him as a Maryland resident.
Yeah, Maryland died.
Yeah.
And wife beater. I think, by my fellow Catholics out there, there's a patron saint, if you're a Catholic, of just about everything. Lost things, children, name it. There's a patron saint. We do not have a patron saint for wife beaters. We do now. He's been canonized. The patron saint of white beaters everywhere. And by the way, we're now finding out he did it more than once. So she filed a police report. I didn't. I just report the news. Speaking, by the way, of crime sprees, Letitia James, Lee, is now giving interviews about the atrocity, the idea that anybody would criticize her committing mortgage fraud, her committing lending fraud, which she most certainly did, when she prosecuted Trump for that very thing.
She who claimed that no one is above the law.
No one is above the law. And she's very ragey, okay?
Oh, good grief.
Very ragey. She's the attorney general who got that fraud conviction against Donald Trump.
I will not be silenced. I will not be bullied. I will not bend. I will not break. And I will not bow to anyone. No one is above the law, including the president of these United States.
Okay.
The office of the attorney general will continue to stand up.
Let me follow up of some of what's in this this letter. It says.
Yeah, so then, he asks her, Lee, well, you know, the fraud charges that are out there, you know, like, did you do that? Can you clarify for that for us? I mean, you didn't really do that, did you? She had no comment because she did it. That's why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, update on St. Kilmer. From the Tennessee Star, they just broke a huge story. You know the illegal immigrant that the Democrats are trying to free from that El Salvadorian prison? But Nayib Bukele, who's the head of that country, smart enough to keep him there? Well, in 2022, Jesse Waters had some of this last night. The rest of this is just breaking. In 2022, he was stopped driving without a license by the Tennessee Highway Patrol, who suspected him of trafficking the seven people inside. He was driving on an expired license, a car that was not his, no insurance, because, I mean, he's an illegal immigrant. Why would they follow any other laws in this country? Wouldn't make any sense. Besides, he has liberal privilege, so he could do what he wants. In 2022, he was stopped driving without a license. Tennessee Highway Patrol suspected him of trafficking the seven people inside, on account he was driving from Texas to Maryland with them. Then the highway patrol learned he was on a transnational criminal watch list. So, you know, just a normal father from Maryland. They're all on the transnational criminal watch list. Anyway, the Tennessee Highway Patrol learned he was on the transnational criminal watch list. So they called Joe Biden's FBI to say, hey, look, we caught an internationally wanted criminal. Hey, do you want to pick him up? But Biden's FBI told the Tennessee Highway Patrol to release the illegal immigrant. Because, of course, they did. Well, no, they were very busy. I mean, remember, 13% of the FBI at that point was going after grandmas who took selfies at the Capitol, some of whom didn't even enter the Capitol. Over 1,000 of them, in fact. I mean, they were very busy. So they let St. Kilmer go. Kilmer Abrego Garcia was then released, again, due to the Biden FBI order and the Tennessee Highway Patrol concerns about trafficking were ignored by the government. Now, keep in mind, human trafficking is illegal. Everything that St. Kilmer was doing was illegal. But remember, the ACLU, under Democrat control, has gone to court many, many times to take away from local law enforcement the ability to arrest illegals when they encounter them. Now, the only state in the country where anything makes sense, Florida. Ron DeSantis requested that Donald Trump deputize every single law enforcement officer in the state. And I'm talking even animal control. They're all deputized. They could pick up an illegal. What, you mean we could do that here? Wait. You mean Henry McMaster could do that here? Yep. All he's got to do is ask. Trump was happy to do it when DeSantis asked. What if Henry knows, our governor knows, that this is going on in Florida? But here, our law enforcement officers still can't pick them up. They haven't been deputized. Or does the governor just like it that way? I suspect it's the latter. But that's why they had to let him go in Tennessee. That's why they called the FBI. Because, I mean, you get a guy like that, transnational criminal watch list. He's hauling illegal immigrants from Texas to Maryland. He himself is an illegal immigrant. His license is expired and he's driving somebody else's car, no insurance. Biden White House? Biden FBI? Yes, let him go. He's a Democrat voter in good standing. It's all good. Kilmar Abrego Garcia was then released due to the Biden FBI order. Now, this is on top, the Tennessee Star reports today. This is on top of a court and Maryland police finding that they believed he was an MS-13 member. So remember, that's been two judges.
And in 2019, two courts, an immigration court and an appellate immigration court, ruled that he was a member of MS-13. That's up to El Salvador if they want to return him. That's not up to us.
Would you?
Yeah. And you actually have to explain this. Now, in those same court documents, they explain that the MS-13 gang member, who, by the way, was picked up as part of a murder investigation. Great guy. Just a typical Maryland guy. They're all like this. In MS-13, the rank of Chiqueo is a mid-level position within the gang's hierarchical structure. Okay, he is a Chiqueo, according to the informants working with the police, who are also MS-13. So what is a Chiqueo? Chiqueos are trusted members who've proven their loyalty and capability, typically after starting as a paro, that's a low-level associate, and serving as a poste, which is a lookout. At that stage, once you get to Chiqueo, Chiqueos are often required to commit crimes, including violent acts like murder, to demonstrate their commitment and earn trust within the gang. They may carry weapons, have gang nicknames. He does, actually, have a gang nickname. That was in the court documents. And enforce gang rules with duties varying by clique. He was part of the Westerners. In El Salvador, it can take around 6 years for Chiqueo to become a homeboy. That is a fully initiated member of MS-13. It doesn't mean he's not a member. It just means he hasn't killed three people yet. Yeah, that's required, three killings. They're great people. You love them. Anyway, by proving their ability to live off the gang's businesses entirely, so you become criminally self-sufficient, it's always a great goal, right? That's kind of like, I guess, for normal Americans, like, you know, I really want to do my primary gig, but I've got these side gigs now until I can get my career where I want it. Chiqueo. Anyway, homeboys are rare in MS-13. They actually make up only 10% of their street membership. So Chiqueos are mid-level managers, striving one day to kill enough people and commit enough crime to actually become a homeboy. Look, you got to have goals. Anyway, Chiqueos have more authority than the lower ranks, although, again, they are below high-ranking positions like shot callers or members of the Renfla Nacional, the gang's top leadership council. So there you go. Just another criminal Democrat working hard in America, trying to make it. Like Letitia James. By the way, new scandal breaking for her this morning. This is in addition to, by the way, I don't know why we're not calling this what it is, stolen valor. The reason she pretended to be married to her father, which I assume she's actually not, but who knows, they're Democrats. The reason that she did that was because he's a veteran. She's not. She wanted a VA loan. Wow. I mean, that's low. By the way, Letitia James finally went on a friendly local Democrat-run TV station where they actually finally got around to asking her these fraud charges. Again, she's the attorney general who got Trump on fraud charges. These fraud charges that, you know, they're giving you this criminal referral for, they're not, I mean, they're not real, are they, Letitia? I mean, they're just made up.
Just let me ask you about some of the specifics in the letter. They're saying that your house in Brooklyn is a legal five family and the mortgage on it is for a four family house. Is that true?
So let me just say that, Errol, you know, as any good attorney, I will not litigate this case on in a camera. It's important that we will respond to these allegations at the appropriate time.
Yeah, she's got nothing. No. Anybody who didn't do this would be holding up their mortgage documents. She's not going to litigate it in a camera. No, not me. She litigates it in a camera all the time. She ran on putting Trump in prison. She just hadn't found the crimes yet. Texter writes, "Hey, Tira, I used to volunteer for a domestic violence shelter in another state. I was shocked to learn that women return to their abusers 15 times on average. That's how badly these monsters have emotionally abused these women in addition to physically. Of course, this guy's wife dropped the charges and is defending him. He's probably going to beat her up anyway, but if she didn't defend him, she'd probably be afraid of for her life." I actually did an article on this as a reporter. I discovered this phenomenon too. I'll never forget that. Standing in line, I was waiting to get police reports for something I was writing, and I was in front of these two women, or behind these two women. I was listening to them pulling the reports, and she was pulling one for domestic violence, had DV on it. And I asked her who it was. She said it was her boyfriend. And I said, "Don't go back." And she just looked at me. I said, "Don't go back. Just don't. Just decide you're not going to, and just don't. Don't go back." They always go back. Till they can't anymore. Because he beats them one time too many.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Jerome Powell doing what Democrats do. They just use different levers of power. Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman, trying diligently to sink the economy any way that he can. We just watched the UK drop interest rates. He's refusing to. He did this to Trump, by the way, in his first term. Trump's economy would start to take off, and he would hike interest rates. Yet, when prices were still escalating at a higher rate than they are now, he dropped interest rates right before the election to help Her Highness get elected, to give her a talking point that they'd fixed inflation. Well, now that we have actual documentable drops, including producer price index, which actually went negative last week, that's the math that normally triggers a interest rate drop. And there's people maybe starting to be able to get back into things like the real estate market and buy homes for their families, middle class, normal people. Instead, Powell is spewing nonsense, telling folks Trump's tariffs are inflationary. Okay. A freshman college semester econ student, Econ 101, knows tariffs are not inflationary. That is not a thing. That is not a thing. Prices go up for lots of reasons in an economy. Taxes are one of them. The only thing that can cause inflation, see, American people have learned the word inflation. They hear it a lot. They recognize it as being part of the cause of their pain or the cause of their pain. And so they hear inflation, that's a buzzword. So the Federal Reserve Chairman is using it as a buzzword. By the way, Trump asked him to resign. He refused because he wants to stay around and hurt the Trump administration, take down the economy best he can. So inflation is caused by one thing and one thing only, the printing of money. So if you have $100 and everybody wants one of those dollars, right? Well, you throw 50 more dollars in to the economy. Guess what? Those dollars are all worth less now. Because why? There's more of them. So it takes more dollars to buy something. Very simple. That's inflation right there. Nothing causes inflation except the debasement of currency, the printing of money. There is nothing else. You can't cause inflation with tariffs. Now, you might be able to cause prices to go up with tariffs. That's possible. In fact, I expect it in some cases. But that's not inflation because the currency isn't debased. There's no effect on the dollar. Jerome Powell knows this. He knows tariffs aren't inflationary. They may cause temporary increases in prices. Maybe if Trump leaves them on, maybe current increases in prices. I don't know why Powell can't just say that. Because he knows it's true. He knows it's the case. But like a good Democrat, he's lying. And folks, this is the same pattern that we saw with COVID. Maximize the hype, lie about the deadliness, lie about the danger, lie about, oh no, why, COVID, no, it's much more deadly than the flu. No, it's not. Not for those under 60. We know that now. But we didn't know that. Yeah, we did. We did know that then. In fact, Anthony Fauci in the New England Journal of Medicine by month three had published a paper, it was actually by March, had published a paper along with others saying, well, it looks really bad now, but by the end of this, it won't be any more deadly than a severe flu season. And in the end, for those under 60, it wasn't more deadly than a severe flu season. So he knew from the beginning, why hype it to destroy Trump's economy? Get Joe Biden in. They're doing the same thing now, trying to get a Democrat Congress in. It's all a lie. It's all lies. The person who, by the way, explained the economics of this the best, I got to hand it to her for doing it so succinctly, is Laura Ingraham. Explaining, but no, that look, you may love the tariffs, you may hate the tariffs. The tariffs may raise prices, but they're not inflationary. Here's Ingraham explaining that. In fact, they're the opposite.
Right, but how does that necessarily stoke inflation? I think the debate and what probably people like Scott Bessent would argue is that if you concede to them it's some sort of tax, whatever that tax is, then people are going to buy less, right? And you have less demand, you're not going to have an inflationary spike with less demand. And plus, you're having more investment coming to the United States, which obviously will increase our GDP. Powell says GDP is going to slow. But I think that's an open debate. To me, what I'm saying is he comes across as like another MSNBC kind of pundit here on that one question of tariffs. And I think that's what's gotten Trump, spun around the axle on that.
Texter writes, Jerome is obviously acting contrary to standard monetary practices. He should be charged with sedition. See, this is the problem in the era where everything is politically weaponized from the courts to the Federal Reserve. Right? We used to be able to have him, the Federal Reserve chairman, be independent, and that worked. It doesn't work anymore. Everything's a political fight for power. All of it. And wrecking the economy for power is nothing. Do it every day. No problem. Find new ways to do it. Meanwhile, Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary had an interesting comment yesterday. He's talking about China and its weakness. Now, the way this is covered in the U.S. media is because they are so pro-China and anti-America, is that anything we do to hurt China is bad. And it can only hurt us. So we need to stop right away and embrace the slave labor. Embrace the intellectual property theft. Embrace all of it. Kevin O'Leary says, we should consider China might not be as strong as we think. And the tariffs might hit harder than we're willing to give Trump credit for. Take a listen.
No one's ever done what Trump is doing. No one in 20 years. Remember, they came into the WTO in 2000. They have never abided by it. And Trump is holding them account. No one's ever done it. The outcome is unknown. The United States is 39% of all goods consumed, 26% of all world GDP. I don't think Xi can do this for very long. So everybody's waiting to see, including Powell, how long is this game of chicken going to go for? I've been an advocate to raise it to 400% tariffs to shut down all trade until Xi realizes
I love that.
Keep people working. Look, if people don't, if they're not
Kevin,
working in the factories,
that.
They'll
that
be riding in the streets.
Yeah. Tariffs can't debase the currency. Putting a tariff on something, whether it's 4% or 400%, does not make your dollar worth less. It's impossible. Therefore, they're not inflationary. It's very simple to understand. But Powell is hoping you don't understand. He's gaslighting you. In other words, by the way, he mentions there that China is in the World Trade Organization, which is what allows them to trade with first world countries. Do you know what you have to agree to join the World Trade Organization? You have to agree to reciprocal use of your courts. In other words, they can come into our courts if they feel somebody has stolen, you know, trademark, copyrighted stuff from them, and they can sue. China can sue. They have, in fact, and they've won against American citizens in our courts. But according to the agreement, we're supposed to be able to go into their courts and sue. How's that working out? Intellectual theft, property theft. I mean, no, they won't let us use their courts. And what have we done about the nothing? What happens when China does come into our courts, though? I'll tell you, coming up. Never seen this before. Look, I don't know how the Biden's going to pay their bills. I mean, can Hunter even afford to hire a stripper at this point? Do you see this? Joe Biden is having trouble booking speaking gigs. Former president? Nope, can't get it. Normal speaking price? New York Post reports for an ex-president, $300,000 a speech. That seems about right. Pretty big celebrity. Or you should be. Biden can't get it. It's not just Biden family artwork that's struggling to sell these days. Former President Joe Biden's attempt to bill $300,000 per speaking appearance is finding few takers. Yeah, well, let's see. He'll show up an hour late. Make a racist remark about 50. You got a 50-50 chance there. But folks, this way, he called them colored children. I haven't heard anyone do that since Biden was last on the campaign trail. Have you? Like anybody in a speech anywhere. Nobody uses a term because most people are so old, they don't remember that was something in America, that a term that was once used. It's now offensive and racist. Nobody told Joe Biden. Plus, he's got liberal privilege, so he gets to do it. And no one cares. So, I mean, he shows up to your event, right? I mean, there's a 50-50 chance there's going to be a racist incident. And that's only the beginning of the problem. That assumes he doesn't make up another Uncle Bosie tale or tell the story again about his time on Amtrak. That's also fake. Or the time he spent with Chairman Xi traveling across the plateau, which also did not happen. I mean, the odds that he makes up something that's fake, I mean, pretty high. That's going to be embarrassing for your organization, too. You don't want to do that. Never mind that the guy's been on the opposite side, the losing side of every 80-20 issue for the last, you know, 4 years. So your organization going to get tarred with that. And that assumes he doesn't say something creepy, like about how he likes children playing with his leg hair. I mean, because you got that. You might have the touch of pedophilia in there. Especially if the kid's around, it could get weird. He could creep out and grab one. I mean, we've all seen that. And that assumes that the guy doesn't have to be led around like a child in order to find the podium and then, recess from the podium and make it back to wherever he's going. So, I mean, you know, this is fraught with danger for your organization. You know, I wonder, like, at any price, could he get speaking gigs? Barack Obama, right? Like, he's kind of a has-been at this point. I mean, he's booking $400,000 right now. I mean, Joe just got out of office. He should be able to do it, but he can't. I wonder if Joe charged $3,000 if he could get jobs. No, serious question. I don't know. Because people now know. But anyway, I don't know how they're going to pay their bills. They don't have any skills. Besides from fraud, graft, and theft. You know what this must mean? If they got Joe on a circuit, it must mean the Chinese aren't taking care of him in retirement either. They probably feel like they paid enough up till now. Texter writes, well, okay, good point. Tara, don't forget Joe was also a truck driver and grew up Puerto Rican. All right, so you're right. He does have marketable skills. Although I wouldn't let Joe drive anything, much less a truck. Texter writes, turn on the volume on X, please. Noted. Thank you. Texter writes, good Friday. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, happy Good Friday. Now the texter writes, Tara, it's time to repeal the 1913 Federal Reserve Act and return to constitutional money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.